From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Sales of existing homes jumped by about 10% last month. The National Association of Realtors says much of that increase came from buyers trying to take advantage of a federal tax credit that was originally set to expire at the end of this month. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
Housing was the epicenter of the financial crisis, and even as the economy begins to grow again, the real estate market has yet to recover. First, the good news. Existing home sales rose in October to an annual rate of more than 6 million. Economists say much of that was driven by the expiration of a first-time homebuyer tax credit, which has since been extended. Another piece of good news, the total number of houses on the market dropped to about 7 months' worth of inventory. Now, the bad news. Housing prices continued to fall nationwide. The median sales price was $173,000. That's down about 7% from this time a year ago. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama meets again today with his national security team as he nears a decision on a new strategy for military operations in Afghanistan. It will be the 10th such session Mr. Obama has held in recent weeks. NATO will reportedly meet in December to discuss increases in alliance troops in Afghanistan, and NATO officials expect President Obama to announce his plan before then. Pakistani security forces, bolstered by artillery and tanks, have attacked militants in the northwestern part of that country near the border with Afghanistan. At least 18 of the insurgents were killed. The area is home base for al-Qaeda and Taliban insurgents who attack targets in Pakistan and Afghanistan. In Russia, 8 people have been killed and 2 others injured in a blast at a military arsenal. Jessica Gallagher has details from Moscow.
Russian officials say that the military personnel were killed as they were cleaning up after this month's earlier explosion at a munitions depot several hundred miles outside of Moscow. The arsenal is located in the region of Ulyanovsk. Officials say the workers were loading ammunition onto a truck when the explosives detonated other munitions on that vehicle that were being taken away to be destroyed. On November 13th, a series of explosions ripped through the arsenal, sparking a blaze that raged for hours and could be seen miles away. Officials blamed the first accident, in which 2 military firefighters were killed, on human error. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
New FBI figures suggest that overall hate crimes in the U.S. increased about 2% in 2008. Officials say the rise was fueled in part by sharp increases in hate crimes against gays and religious groups. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Industrials are up 144 points at 10,463. The NASDAQ Composite Index up 32 and the S&P 500 is up 17. This is NPR News from Washington. Residents of areas in northern England that have been hard hit by flooding are trying to get back to their homes and their normal routines today. The flooding was triggered by some of the heaviest rainfall ever recorded in that country. Fiona Robinson owns a card shop in Worthington. She told Sky News there's not much left.
It's totally gone. Everything is just total destruction. There's nothing we can save at all. The water got so high that there's just nothing left to save, I'm afraid.
The floods inundated hundreds of homes and businesses in the mountainous Lake District. Some people had to be rescued by helicopter. Gunmen killed at least 21 people in the southern Philippines in what appears to have been a politically motivated attack. NPR's Michael Sullivan has the story.
The dead include 13 women and 8 men, their bullet-ridden bodies found not long after their convoy of vans was hijacked in Maguindanao province on the island of Mindanao, where Muslim separatists have fought a long-running insurgency against the central government in Manila. There has been no claim of responsibility for today's attack, and at least another 20 people are still believed to be hostages, their whereabouts unknown. The identities of the gunmen are not known, nor is it clear the attack is related to the separatists' ongoing dispute with the government. But some of the victims' families are blaming political rivals in the run-up to national elections set for next year. Michael Sullivan, NPR News.
Astronauts from the space shuttle Atlantis are floating outside the International Space Station at this hour on the third and final spacewalk of Atlantis's mission. They're setting up new scientific experiments and a fresh oxygen tank at the orbiting outpost. Atlantis is scheduled to return to Earth on Friday. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.